I want to ask you a few questions about rectal cancer, but before I do, anything else that we haven't covered in terms of this topic?
I think that's been fairly exhaustive.
Yeah, seemed like it. Just a couple of questions. I'm curious what your thoughts are in terms of how therapy for rectal cancer has been evolving over the last few years.
There's several changes that have occurred, as you know. I mean, with the data on neoadjuvant chemoradiation therapy, I think pretty much everybody now agrees that preoperative treatment for rectal cancer is preferable to postoperative radiation therapy. Lower complication rate, better control. You're not dealing with a postoperative field and all the scar tissue there, reducing the efficacy of your radiation. So I think that most people now agree that neoadjuvant approach is appropriate. The other thing that's changed is, again, in the old days, if you had an obstructing or near obstructing rectal cancer, people would obviously oftentimes do either an ileostomy or a colostomy and then give them radiation. With the advent of stents and laser recanalization, it's actually interesting. Very few of our patients who present, even with a fairly bulky rectal cancer, end up requiring any kind of a preoperative colostomy. Oftentimes, our endoscopists can open the rectum back up, allow the patient to receive their neoadjuvant therapy, and then go to definitive surgical treatment.